Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 52, talking about depletion. We learned in a Mishnah regarding one who preserves three kinds of vegetables in one barrel. Rabbi Eliezer says we may eat all three of them based upon the availability of the first to become depleted. The notes point out he marinated three different species of vegetables together in vinegar or brine to preserve them, Rashi points out, and each species has a separate time of beer, Tosfos points out. Since each species has absorbed the flavor of the other two, the question arises as to which beer deadline must be followed for this mixture of vegetables. The other note points out, once one of the species has become depleted in the fields, the entire mixture becomes forbidden. For the marinating process through which each species is infused with the flavor of the other two renders the three species one entity, Rashi Meiri, and basically it goes on to say, Rav Yeshua says we may eat all three species based also upon the availability of the last to become depleted. And the notes point out, even though two of the three species have become depleted from the fields, the entire mixture may be eaten. It is not forbidden until all three species are exhausted, Rashi points out. Rav Yeshua derives exegetically that beer is required only if no part of a food remains in the fields. In our case, the vegetables from the two exhausted species possess the flavor of the vegetable from the still available species, hence the farmers do not require the former do not require yet removal. So basically, it's the idea of depletion. In our own lives, we can't overextend ourselves too much. We have to know our limits. We have to know our capabilities. You know, we have to know where our smarts lay, where our talents and our abilities lay. If I don't have the energy, the resources, the capability to be an astrophysicist, I should not be going into that. If I'm not a person that likes math, I should not be going into this. Know where your energies lie and know where you will be depleted. Make sure not to overexert yourself or to overpush yourself in areas that don't work for you, in areas that don't apply to you. Hashem wants you to use your talents in the right way. Hashem wants you to find your passion, to find your love, to use it to help others in the right way. But make sure along the way you don't deplete yourself, God forbid, as you're going about your days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 53 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T. Yeah.